I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Harris and Trump hit the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. We have the story.
A jury in Kentucky convicts a man who drove his car into a Kansas family, causing one death. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita police investigate a fatal officer-involved shooting. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Vice President Kamala Harris talked about freedom and the future during a stop in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Vice President Harris telling supporters freedom is on the line this November.
It's like the freedom to vote, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to breathe clean air and drink clean water, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride.
Stressing her campaign is better suited to lower costs, help small businesses grow, and protect reproductive rights.
Which is why Democrats, Republicans, independents are supporting our campaign. Because we need a president who works for all the American people.
Former President Trump also making a stop in Pennsylvania, hosting a town hall near Philadelphia. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And speaking of that, the former president says Vice President Kamala Harris is not suitable for the Oval Office.
We have the worst president and the worst vice president in the history of our country by far. And let me tell you, she is worse than him. And he's actually, I didn't think I'd ever say this about anybody. She's actually, you take a look at, she's more dangerous than him, but he's actually smarter than her. I never thought I'd say that.
With the election near, the vice president holding on to a lead of just less than 2 points ahead of former President Trump. That's according to the Real Clear Politics poll average. Some polls are calling it a virtual tie.
More information today on the fatal shooting of a man by local law enforcement officers.
It began just after 7 Saturday morning in the 6900 block of Childs, just north of 45th and Ridge, outside of the city limits. Multiple agencies responded following a call to 911 from a man who was threatening to shoot someone. For over an hour, officers attempted to de-escalate the situation, but just before 8:30, and wearing a ballistic armor vest, the suspect charged the law enforcement officers, who shot and killed the suspect. The man was identified as 27-year-old Jonathan Marcias. Wichita police are now in charge of the shooting investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A jury in Kentucky has found Michael Hurley guilty of crashing his car into the Jones family of Nickerson. That was in July of 2022. Closing arguments were made yesterday morning, the jury returning the verdict shortly after noon. Hurley found guilty of murder, 3 counts of assault, and driving under the influence. Trey Jones, the father of the family, was killed. His wife, Amy, and his daughter, Ava, were both very seriously injured. The jury will now hear from witnesses before considering sentencing.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at a police department request for 31 more flock safety readers. They take photos of license plates to try and track suspects in stolen vehicles. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
One of the things about flock license plate readers is that the city of Wichita implemented that through the department back in November of 2020. And since that time, those devices have led to recovery of at least $5.4 million in stolen property and clearances of a number of violent crimes, including homicides.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
An injury update on the Kansas City Chiefs on a roster member, and we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A Minnesota man wins the World's Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off. More news just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The United Nations Security Council expressed strong concern as Israel has fired on and wounded UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon during intensified fighting, reiterating its support for their role in supporting security in the region. The statement Monday is the first by the UN's most powerful body since Israel began firing on the positions of the peacekeeping force known as UNIFIL.
Communities in Florida picking up the pieces after facing hurricanes Helene and Milton within 2 weeks of each other. Fox's Jonathan Seri is in Tampa, Florida, with more.
In the wake of Hurricane Milton, the Tampa headquarters of Pilgrim Permacoat looks more like a dollhouse. The family-owned construction products business has operated out of this former cigar factory since 1956.
I've been at this building since a little girl, just roller skating around, and, you know, I have a lot of fond memories, and it was really hard seeing it like that.
Milton caused around $50 billion in damage statewide, according to President Biden, who visited the Tampa Bay area Sunday to meet with first responders.
Hurricane Milton knocked out power to nearly 3.5 million homes, brought destructive winds and a storm surge. At least 22 deaths attributed to that storm.
A woman in Kentucky is charged with murder after a body and other human remains were found in her mother's backyard.
The grand jury indictment accuses 32-year-old Toralena May Fields of shooting her mother, Trudy Fields, in the head and stabbing her multiple times before dismembering her body. She's also charged with abusing a corpse, evidence tampering, and obstructing government operations. She's also been indicted on a charge of killing a dog. The charges come after a man hired to work on her mother's property in Mount Olivet, Kentucky, about 50 miles southeast of Cincinnati, found a body in the backyard. She's being held on $1.5 million bond. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A Minnesota man wins the world championship pumpkin way off.
Just in time for Halloween, Travis Ganger defended his title at the 51st World Championship pumpkin way off in Half Moon Bay, California, with a gourd that seems too big to be true, weighing in at 2,471 pounds.
Focus on soil biology and soil health, and the rest should take its course.
The victory carved out a second win for Ganger. Last year, he scared up a world record with a pumpkin weighing 2,749 pounds. This year's winner will be displayed at the Half Moon Bay Art and Pumpkin Festival this weekend. Tom Graham, Fox News.
That is one big gourd. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And a traffic update here on your Tuesday morning commute. And we have a lot of stuff going on, including, let's take a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. Looking at the traffic cam near Zoo Boulevard and I-235, and not far from there, we have the report of smoke outside. So fire crews are checking this out at Hoover and 21st Street North, some smoke in the area. And we've had tons of burglaries this morning. Got a burglary downtown at the apartments at Central and Waco. Another burglary downtown at Key Construction, west of 2nd and McLean. Another burglary in the 1400 block of North Athenian, just west of 13th and McLean, among several burglaries we've had. And a suspicious character at the Family Dollar in Park City at 61st and Hydraulic up north. Checking that out as well. And downtown, a two-vehicle accident in the 200 block of North Broadway. Traffic update, Stephen Ted, KNSS.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
For your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Winds are going to pick back up. That breeze is going to blow out of the northeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. When it comes to our temperatures, chilly start this morning, followed by a pleasant mild high of 63. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And now we have a few clouds, 48 degrees, an east wind at 8 miles per hour. Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS. The United States deploying missile defense system and about 100 troops to Israel. This morning, Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage is with us from London. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Yes, what I'm seeing, and I guess I don't know where I've been, but this missile defense system, the ones we've seen knocking down missiles and knocking down whatever, I didn't know we had all that technology, but apparently we do, and it's very effective, huh?
Yeah, and Israel says, thank goodness that you do and they do. Israel has actually got four different layers of missile defense, and this is another layer of protection for Israel. This is a much sought-after device called THAAD. That stands for Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System. In short, it can knock out incoming ballistic missiles and even intercept targets in space. U.S. has seven of them. There are only nine in the world. Ukraine wants one. Saudi Arabia wants one, but the U.S. is loaning one to Israel, and not just loaning the missile system, but 100 U.S. troops are going to Israel to help operate it.
Yeah, there, you have to have special troops for doing that, but still, the just the idea of sending some boots on the ground over there from the U.S. is a little unnerving for folks. We'd rather not get that heavily involved, huh?
Yeah, this is something I think is going to raise a bit of concern. U.S. troops potentially becoming more directly embroiled in Israel's conflict with Iran and its proxies. There were already a few U.S. troops in Israel, but this is the first specific troop deployment by the United States to Israel since the war in Gaza began. Just to put this 100 into a bit of context, there are as many as 43,000 U.S. troops stationed right across the broader Middle East.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate your time and your reporting, as always. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage talking about the missile defense system. You know, I was thinking back in the 60s or 70s or 80s, I think Ronald Reagan was talking about this kind of an intercept, and everybody thought he was crazy. And they just went ahead, and they've got the technology now to knock down missiles.
So. Good.
Yeah. Makes me feel a little bit better about everything. 8:13, Stephen 10 of the morning here on KNSS, and we have a special guest in our studio this morning. Mr. Micah Chance is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
Sit right up to the microphone
all
there.
Right. Thank you.
No, that one over there.
Oh.
We forgot to brief him.
Good morning.
That thing, yeah, that's a microphone.
That's a microphone.
Don't worry about it. He won't bite. Well, good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Big fan of your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. You and one other guy over there in Mulvane. So you are healthcare consultant.
I am a healthcare consultant. My business is called Micah Chance Healthcare Consulting, and I work with employers to help them reduce the cost of providing healthcare to their employees.
Do you work with individuals?
I don't work with individuals.
I work with
groups. Yeah, work with employers.
So what do we need to know about what's going on in the healthcare system right now?
I know
dealing with healthcare and with insurance companies can get a little crazy.
Oh, yeah. Insurance has gotten expensive, and it's become the second or third highest price line item in most employers' budget. And I work with employers to help them strategize and take control of their premiums and help reduce those.
What's the difference between HMO and a PPO?
That's a good question.
I know. It's right. You wrote it down for me. There it is.
Well, HMO is part of a network. A PPO came real popular, and it allowed more access to employees, basically, or people with health insurance to visit different providers.
So you can actually visit people outside the network.
Yeah, well, you know, the PPO is a network, and then you have out-of-network providers. So you want to stay in your PPO network if that's what your plan provides.
What's self-funded insurance?
Oh, self-funded. That's my passion there. Self-funded insurance allows the employer group or the group take on their own risk and in return kind of have more control of their health care and get more creative and provide strategies to kind of reduce their overall cost, basically.
So if you got self-funded insurance, do you have – not funded insurance?
No, self-funded is just being funded by the employer group as opposed to paying one of the large carriers to provide the care. Employers can actually self-fund and manage their own risk and in return kind of keep the monies that they don't spend as opposed to having a large insurance carrier fund their program. Let's say if you have $1 million in annual premium and you only spend $800,000, then the insurance carrier keeps that $200,000, where with a self-funded plan, the employer can actually keep that $200,000.
How long have you been at this?
I've been doing this 20 years.
Really?
Yep.
How did you get into it?
Yeah. I don't know. Kind of by default, I guess. I grew up in Independence, Kansas, and then I went to Pittsburgh State and played football, moved here in 1999, got involved with financial planning and just kind of had a migration to healthcare. So I, I'm kind of a healthcare geek, and I enjoy looking at claims and the cost of goods and services provided. And really, that's kind of the basis of healthcare. If you go to one place and get a knee surgery and you might pay $30,000, well, other places might charge $20,000 or even $13,000 for that same surgery. So what we do is we kind of teach employees to go to those low-cost, high-quality providers that might get a knee surgery for $13,000 instead of $30,000.
All right. So how can folks get in touch with you then?
Well, my office is on North Tyler. Telephone number is 316-285-4466, or they can visit my website at micahchance.com.
So what have you had replaced? Knees?
Shoulders, knees. Quite a bit.
No, I'm talking about you now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're only 35 years old?
Oh, shoot. I'm 50. Played a lot of football in my life. I've had shoulders, knees, ankles.
I played football too, but I never got that bad because I was in really good shape.
Oh, well.
I don't know what you were doing.
You can tell he's lying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I played harder.
Do you find that this business is busier than ever?
Oh, yeah, especially around this time. Yeah, absolutely. January 1st seems to be the most renewal. It's kind of like most employers have their renewal set on their annual kind of budget that they set. And so January 1st is by far the busiest time. So if you're getting your renewals back and it's a large increase and you want to do something about it, I'd love to work with you guys.
Without going too deep into it, we know that a few years ago, the entire industry, healthcare, changed, whatever you want to call it, Obamacare. And I'm sure that took a lot of adjustment. But we understand that now, don't we?
Yeah,
how to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was a difficult time. A lot of good changes came out of that,
though. All right. So what are you going to do when you go trick-or-treating on Halloween? What are you going to be?
Well, I'm going to
take a doctor?
I'm going to take my kid. No. I don't know yet. I haven't figured out my costume. Like I told you, my six-year-old son came home with a real scary costume last night. We've been looking for it, and he found it. He wants to be the Scream character. So he
found the costume. Oh, he does? And he's six?
He's 6 years old, yes.
You need to watch his media exposure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mikey, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Get your time this morning, and I think I'll go and get a flu shot this afternoon.
Oh.
I'm in the mood.
I don't know.
You. Yeah. Hey, that's Micah Chance Healthcare Consulting. Steve and Ted in the morning here at KNSS, 8:19 now. Time for sports with Ted Woodward, and there's a number one team in basketball.
Yeah, and we take a look at the Associated Press preseason poll coming out for college men's basketball. Look who's number one. Same team was number one last year in the preseason, the Kansas Jayhawks. Of course, KU didn't finish number one. They couldn't get out of the second round of the NCAA tournament, but it's a new season. And once again, the Jayhawks very highly regarded and named number one on half of the ballots. And the other number one votes were all split by four other teams, including Alabama, back-to-back national titleist Connecticut, Houston, and Gonzaga. So there you go. KU is your number one team again in the Associated Press preseason poll this year. Let's take a look at pro football. The Kansas City Chiefs, we have an injury update. Wide receiver Rashee Rice, of course, had surgery to repair his right knee. That happened back in late September. And now the timeline on that to recover is 10 to 12 months. So if it's early on that, then maybe he'll be ready to play in training camp or some preseason. If it's not, if it's right at the year, then that would be late September next year during an early part of the season. So there's your timeline on wide receiver Rashee Rice and getting that right knee healthy.
In the worst case, he may never come back.
They'll come back. They always come.
All right.
Yeah, that's why they do surgery.
Yeah,
fix it. Yeah.
They fixed it.
So we'll see what happens in the next 10 to 12 months for Rashee Rice. Well, speaking of pro football, we had Monday Night Football last night over on KFH.
After a tumultuous week, Jets fans were hoping a win in Week 6 would make everything better. Instead, the Jets have now lost three straight games after falling to the Bills 23-20 Monday night. It was a sloppy game that saw both teams have 11 accepted penalties, but Jets kicker Greg Zuerlein missed two field goals in the second half as New York fell to 2-4. Jets interim coach Jeff Ulbrich dropped his first game less than a week after owner Woody Johnson announced that Robert Saleh would no longer serve as head coach. Buffalo snapped a two-game slide with the win and took control of the AFC East, improving to 4-2. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And we take a look at college volleyball. 24th-ranked McPherson wins again. Sweep on the road at Southwestern, 3-0. McPherson volleyball ranked 24th in the nation, 18-5, won 7 in a row. And we go back not too far. 10 years ago on this day, up at Kauffman Stadium, the Kansas City Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 2-1 for a four-game sweep in the battle for the American League pennant. With that win, the Royals won their first pennant in 29 years. And they would win it again the following year, of course. That was at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals won the pennant over the Baltimore Orioles. 29 years between pennants. Wow. And that was 10 years ago on this night that the Royals did that.
10 years ago?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, to get to the World Series. Yeah. That was good stuff. All right, the Royals have only won the pennant four times in franchise history, of course. That was the third time, and they won it again the next year and won the World Series. All right, there you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
8:22 now here on the Steve and Ted Show. Coming up, we've got the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean outlines his questions for Vice President Harris. He doesn't think he's getting all the answers he should. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Tuesday morning and 48 degrees. A woman from Norwich is dead after a pickup and an SUV collided in Kingman County on K-15 about 4 miles north of Highway 54. The Highway Patrol reports the pickup failed to stop at a stop sign and crashed into the SUV. The SUV driver, 66-year-old Gail Thornborough, was pronounced dead at the scene. A man and woman in the pickup suffered serious injuries and were taken to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider assisting developers to bring affordable apartments to the downtown area. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News about one of the proposed projects.
155 North Market. They want to renovate the 11-story building and convert it into 114 affordable housing units. So this group wants to provide housing that is much needed in downtown Wichita, and the rates of those apartments are much more affordable. They are hoping that the monthly rate is from $659 to $1,041 for studios, one- and two-bedroom apartments.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The number of children killed by drugs in Kansas is rising. A new report shows 16 children under the age of 17 died in 2022, and that's five more than the previous year. Overall, 329 children died in 2022, which is 40 more than in 2021.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz joins the governor of major swing states, kicking off their three-day bus tour in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee focusing on freedoms.
We're talking about freedom for you to make your own choices, freedom to retire in dignity, freedom to have health care. And I'll say this. Freedom to send your children to school without worrying they'll be shot dead in that classroom. That's freedom.
Stressing the Harris-Walz ticket believes in protecting the Second Amendment, but above all, keeping kids safe. Also in protecting reproductive rights and lowering costs.
Wisconsin, I'm going to ask you, are you all in?
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
We deserve a commander-in-chief who is ready to hit the ground running on day one.
Marking the first stop of their Driving Forward Blue Wall bus tour. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A child has died at a Tennessee Halloween attraction during a prank gone wrong.
It was a haunted hayride that claimed the life of the 12-year-old boy run over by a tractor while playing a prank on hayriders in what Hamilton County Sheriff's deputies are calling a freak accident. Deputies say the boy was with a group of kids hiding behind some bushes trying to scare the hayriders, and that the boy either slipped or fell underneath the wheels of the tractor. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Winds are going to pick back up. That breeze going to blow out of the northeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. When it comes to our temperatures, chilly start this morning, followed by a pleasant mild high of 63. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a few clouds, east wind at 8 miles per hour. 48 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Stephen's Head of the Morning, KNSS 850 now here on this Tuesday morning. And just a quick reminder that coming up on the Glenn Beck program this morning at 9 o'clock, special guest, former President Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. We'll be on with him right here on 1330 and 98.7. Three big things.
Three.
Kentucky jury finds Michael Hurley guilty of murder for crashing his car into a Kansas family.
Two.
Authorities release name of man killed in officer-involved shooting on Wichita's northwest side.
One.
Trump and Harris hit the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And let's take a look at a traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. We'll take a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm looking at the one at I-235 and Zoo Boulevard. Not too far from there, we have the report of smoke outside near 21st and Hoover. Fire crews are checking that out. And we also have police checking out the report on the southeast side, a suspicious character near Oliver and Lincoln. Police checking that out as well. There you go. That's traffic with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of just 63 degrees. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 32, and there is a frost warning tonight. Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 62. Now a few clouds, east wind at 8 miles per hour. 48 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Enjoy that new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Yeah, the patio is ready, waiting for you. Go and enjoy that patio with your friends. The Monarch, West Douglas. In historic Delano. Stephen's Head of the Morning, and all three of the major indices finished up on the positive side yesterday on Wall Street.
Good.
This morning, the Dow is down, going the other way. Mm. Set a record yesterday, now they're going the other way, down almost 225 points. The S&P's up by more than 3.5, and the NASDAQ is trading up by 31 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. After laying off 6% of the workforce in June, global manufacturer AGCO announcing another round of layoffs, including some at its plant in Heston. The company is headquartered out of Duluth, Georgia, confirming in an email to the Wichita Business Journal it's taking steps to do what it's calling reduce costs, create efficiencies, and remain competitive, with an indefinite layoff of fewer than 70 people in Heston. AGCO did not answer questions about its remaining workforce at the Heston plant, nor its plans for a 200,000-square-foot warehouse that the company leased earlier this year in southwest Wichita.
A massive housing neighborhood is heading into its second phase in Andover. Meadowbrook, an 80-acre residential development located a half mile west of Harry and north of Andover Road, will soon begin infrastructure development for its second phase, said developer Justin Smith of Smith Builders. Smith said the development began construction in 2022, but plans were affected by the tornado that hit the suburb in April of that year. He said the first phase added 18 lots in the development, with the second phase slated to build around 43 single-family home lots. Smith said homes in the second phase will primarily have three-car garages, with prices starting at $300,000.
Spirit AeroSystems work on the future long-range assault aircraft the United States Army was celebrated not long ago as a big win, but that program is no more. The company confirming yesterday that Textron's Bell division will be taking over fuselage construction on the V-280 Valor for Bell's FLRAA program. So there will be no Spirit layoffs nor furloughs, though, as a result of that program transition. A Wichita-based company, the city's largest employer, with nearly 13,000 full-time workers. That's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
And today is Sarah Ferguson's birthday. She is the Duchess of York, turned 65 years old today.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
The former wife of Prince Andrew, the Duke of York.
Yeah, she
is he kind of a naughty boy?
Well,
He's the king's little brother, right?
Yeah.
King Charles.
And the queen's.
That's
former
right.
queen's. But
queen's.
No, he's the king. He's king's brother.
King's brother.
Yeah.
There you go.
And he's named in the Epstein stuff.
Oh,
and
boy.
Well,
he's British. What can you say?
Yeah. He's got some questionable
today
activity.
Today is National Grouch Day. There are some people, I guess, who just, you know, they never see the glasses half full.
Yeah, there's always people like that.
They're not friendly. They're
temperamental.
They're short-tempered.
Irascible.
They're cranky. They're jerks. But I don't think everybody's a grouch all the time.
Well, hopefully not. Some people are. Some people are always in a bad mood.
Okay. Well, according to Sesame Street Magazine, which I know you're a big fan
I didn't know there's something like
that. This day celebrates all grouches and their way of life. Of course, Sesame Street is where we met Oscar.
Oscar the grouch. It's in his name. It's in his very DNA.
Yeah. So he is a grouch by DNA.
In a trash can, for goodness sake.
I like that other thing in, what was it, Mr. Snuffleupagus? Whatever that guy
was. Yeah. Lived right around the corner from Oscar.
What was he, an elephant or what?
Oh, it was kind of a
just an invention.
Large, woolly mammoth type, gentle giant that only Big Bird could see for decades.
Coming up, Glenn Beck program here, former President Donald Trump, special guest with Glenn Beck this morning in KNSS. Top of the hour news, Trump and Harris hit the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. Stay tuned, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. If you missed any of today's show, check out the Odyssey app.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.